He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is June the 11th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, and I've got my sidekick here,
Stephen Gunderson.
We're rocking and rolling here this morning. Markets open, and something just happened there. You better take care of that on the. Oh, there we're back on. Okay, we record our show, and I got so many wires sticking into me. I feel like I'm a test candidate or the bionic man here. Right now, the Dow is down 70 points, okay? 16,875. So we're not going to hit 17,000 today, it doesn't look like. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. We need 125 more points to get to that 17,000 level. We've got the S&P 500 down 6 right now. We're at 1,945, so we got a ways to go. We've got some work to do to get back to get up to 2,000, 55 points away from that. Gold's getting a little bit of a bounce today. Gold is at $1,262 per ounce. We've got crude oil at 104.36. Oh man, if that's not the story of the year, I don't know what is. And in fact, even with this market down like it is today, I see a lot of the oil stocks are actually up today. So you know what? It is what it is. Oil prices continue to rise. The euro is at 1.35. Got any European vacations planned here?
No, I wish.
Yeah, 1.35. And the 10-year yield is at 2.63%. We've had those interest rates heading up here recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And one of my assistants here, Stephen Gunderson, is with us again here today. You were up late watching basketball last night.
I was
too, because our little San Diego State guy, Kawhi Leonard, had one heck of a game. And I'm going to wear a Kawhi Leonard tank top on Friday to show off my bulging biceps and pectoral muscles and also my allegiance to my San Diego State, where I went there about 2 years. You know, I was bored. Yeah, you know, who needs all of this crazy, some of the studies? I was taking ancient Greek, you know.
How much do you use that now?
Not much. There's not a whole lot of ancient Greeks around to talk to. But I guess the New Testament, I couldn't get into Spanish. See, a first-year guy at San Diego State, forget it. You want to get a class, forget it. You're a freshman. You can't even get a parking spot. Those are for the sophomores and the juniors. And try to get into, because you've got to have a foreign language. That's a requirement.
Yeah it is.
And, you know, the only one that was open was ancient Greek. And I knew I was in trouble because they grade on the curve, you know, based on the other people in your class. And the teacher starts taking roll, all right? Maria Kakadelis, Nikki Apadopoulos. And I'm up there against all these Greeks. Then they get to a Norwegian like me, Bill Gunderson. Everybody looks. What's this guy doing in ancient Greek class? But I got an A. I read all of the classics by Homer, Odysseus and his Odysseys, in ancient Greek, and actually learned the new alphabet. I forget it all now.
Yeah.
And does it help me in my profession now? Well, you know what? That's to each his own. Steve Jobs was a high school dropout.
Dropout, I think. Yeah.
And, of course, one of the most brilliant guys of our time. Speaking of Steve Jobs, if you looked at Apple stock here lately, let's just pull it up. We've got back into Apple here recently when they announced the split. And Apple has gone on one heck of a run here. Let's just talk about stock splits for a minute. In fact, someone sent me a tweet yesterday. What is your take on the Apple stock split? Well, I think first you have to begin with what's my take on any stock split. Now, I can remember back in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ was on fire, and it was the in-vogue thing back then to split your stock because these stocks were going public at like $50 a share, and within a few weeks they were at $350. I mean, it was unbelievable. You weren't in the market at that time. If you just announced an IPO, people would run to their broker at Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or Smith Barney and say, get me in on this IPO. Forget about what they did. Forget about the fundamentals. Forget about the debt to equity. Forget about their five-year plan to become profitable, which most of them never did. Mm-hmm. It was all about just going public.
Wow.
And if you could get in on the IPO price, you were almost guaranteed for a double that day.
Wow.
Oh, it was nuts. And you know, a lot of the momentum investors back then, if you go back, I should write a book on that era. It was really something. A lot of the momentum investors back then, we had one right here in San Diego, Nicholas Applegate, which occupied, they still do, they're owned by PIMCO today. And you have a friend that worked there during those heydays. We could interview him and this gal that helps us a little bit, Jane, she also worked there too.
That's right.
And we know a legal counsel, Charles Feld, he worked there. But their returns were padded by having access to IPOs because they were a big institution. So they could claim all these stocks in their portfolio that were doubles and triples, basically because they got them at the IPO price. Okay, so then they would run up 200, 250. They'd go up 25, 30 points a day. This was the biggest bubble I ever saw in the stock market was the year 1999 and the year 2000. And then pretty soon they're 350. And then they would split and everybody, this would create a fervor again. Oh, we got to get in because it's splitting.
Yeah.
And there were even newsletters and services back then that would send out alerts on stocks that had announced stock splits. And people were buying the stock thinking that somehow a stock split gives them like double their money or something like that. But let's do the math just for a minute. Apple did a 7-to-1 split. Okay, so Apple would be right now, 94 times 7 would be $658. See how fast I can do that? That's where it would be. All right, if you had 10 shares of Apple at $658 and Apple splits 7-for-1, now you have 70 shares, right?
Right.
But the problem is your shares are only worth $94.36, but it still adds up to that same amount.
Yeah.
The bottom line is the same. But I will say this, okay, even though a stock split is just a wash, it brings it down. I can't tell you how many people I've, in fact, when I did my Channel 6 news segment 2 weeks ago, I featured Apple.
Yeah.
And the stock is up considerably since I featured it. And the anchor there, Mark, he said, oh, well, I can't even afford one share of Apple. Because back then it was in the 600s,
it's
all
true.
Right?
True, yeah.
It's a psychological thing.
Definitely.
Oh, gosh, I can't, 10 shares of Apple are going to cost me $7,000. And who wants to own one share of a stock?
Yeah, that's not very fun.
No. Call up at the cocktail party, you say, I own one share of Apple. How many do you own? You know, everybody wants to say, I own. That's why people are attracted to penny stocks.
Yeah.
Because they're 4 cents and you can own 100,000 shares.
Yep.
Oh, wow, this guy owns 100,000 shares of this piece of junk. So I do think that the split, while it's a wash in the end, I do think there's a psychological thing that's going to bring a lot of individual investors, a lot of small. Now, is that enough to move the stock? Well, it has been. There's where they did the split right there, and you can see that the stock has been moving up since then. So in the end, you don't want to buy a stock because it's going to split. That's not enough. Apple has good fundamentals underneath it. Look at the P.E. ratio right now of 16. in a market that wants low PE. What's the forward PE? Let's pull up beststocksnowapp.com real quickly and see what the forward PE right now on Apple is, because I know that the forward PE is also very low. Forward PE Apple. Uh-oh, get that for me, would you? I have big thumbs sometimes when I type in things, but I think the forward PE is around 13 or something like that. There you go, you got it. And of course, it's still trading at a discount to its growth rate. So, you know, stock split or not, 13.7. Stock split or not, the underlying stock is good. In the end, it's a wash, but it is a psychological boost. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back in February, March of 2011, I put out a nice little book, The Best Stocks Now Book, Unconventional Picks from a Pro. Well, let's just take a look at some of those unconventional picks back then. And it wasn't so much the picks, but it was the methodology that we went through to get those picks, okay? And as we look at, as we thumb through the book, we see we see Ross Stores, we see Panera Bread, we see Priceline, we see Geo Resources, which was bought out. These are not household names. We see Dollar Tree, which went on to double. We see, of course, a lot of these oil stocks, Concho Resources, Continental Resources. They were unconventional picks, I would say. You don't see IBM in there, Microsoft, no, or Intel, or General Electric, or Merck, or Johnson & Johnson, or most of the stocks that are in Jim Cramer's portfolio. Instead, you know, they're ones that I had to dig a little bit to find. One of the stocks in that book, turn to what page is that? Turn, tell me which page that SWKS
it looks is like on. It's page 136.
Okay, Skyworks, SWKS. Let's take a look at Skyworks today, because it is a stock that we currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and we own it in our aggressive growth accounts. The stock is headquartered in Woburn, Massachusetts. Not too far from Boston, okay? I don't imagine there's a lot of Yankee fans there at Skyworks Solutions. I don't know, but they don't really like each other. What does Skyworks do? Well, you know, back when I wrote the book, had you taken your iPhone and smashed it with a hammer, mm-hmm, and looked inside, you would have seen Skyworks chips in there. Oh. And I think that's still true today. Okay, I know that they make, well, here's what they make. Analog mixed signal ICS amplifiers, attenuators. You ever see an attenuator?
I don't think I have.
Nope. Detectors, diodes, couplers, mixers, and how about a demodulator?
Haven't seen that either.
But you've probably got them. Maybe,
yeah,
they're in the
sure
headphones we're using. Maybe they're in the GoPro cameras we're using. Maybe they're in our smartphones. I don't know. They must be somewhere, because Skyworks is now a $9 billion company. Now, Skyworks isn't one of the biggest winners in the book. What did you say? It was about 36 back then?
36, yeah.
It's 47 today. But boy, has it hit its groove here recently and is really starting to take off once again. And they've had some explosive growth here recently. They have that low PE ratio that this market wants, which is a 19 PE ratio. They are expected to grow their earnings over the next 5 years by about 17%, which is good, you know, sustainable growth.
Yeah.
Forward PE 13.5. So you still have a very inexpensive stock that is still trading at a heavy discount to its growth rate. Talk about the performance just a little bit over the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, and 1 year. How has this stock performed against other stocks in the market?
All right. Over the last 10 years, it has delivered 18%. Per year.
That's doubling your money every 4 years, by the way.
And that's triple what the market did at 5.6%.
That's right.
And then if you look at the last 5 years, it's delivered 35.7% per year as opposed to 15%, which is the market.
More than double.
In the last 3 years, 24% as compared to 15% of the market. So.
And then look at the last 12 months. That's where really...
Up 120% compared to 20% from the market. So.
So we get a performance grade of...
We get an A minus.
And a momentum grade of...
A.
Okay, so this is one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. It's also one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Investors Business Daily has a relative strength rating of 97. Okay, that's on a scale of 1 to 99. With 99 being the highest, best, it is in the 97th percentile as far as performance. Hmm. So we know we have one of the top performing stocks in the market here right now. But as we said yesterday, in fact, we did an entire segment on this. We talked about the problem with buying stocks just because they have momentum.
Yep.
How many momentum shifts were in there? Were there in the most recent Miami Heat and San Antonio? Or what? Did San Antonio just take the lead and never look back?
No, Miami started coming back in the third quarter. They got down to seven.
Okay, so there were a lot of momentum.
They were down
shifts.
By like 25, I think.
And we talked about how fleeting that momentum is, and we like to have those good fundamentals underneath that momentum. So let's take a look for a minute at the fundamentals of Skyworks, SWKS. Now, this is not a big... Where would this fit in the overall scale, risk profile-wise?
It's a mid-cap, so moderate investors. Aggressive, some conservative.
Yeah, I would lean a little more towards the aggressive to moderate, probably.
Just a $9 billion market cap.
Yeah, and it's a chip stock, high-tech, you know... Technologies come and go, and sometimes technologies become obsolete. Not sometimes, always. Unless you keep on top of your technology, you're going to be obsoleted right out of the market. Let's just take a look here at the valuation numbers on Skyworks. Forward P.E. ratio, what do you see there?
13.55.
And we get that. The current price of the stock is 47, okay? What are the next year's earnings estimates?
$3.46 a share.
Okay, so that's just simple division. 46 divided by $3.46. We have a forward P.E. ratio of?
13.55.
And in today's market, I mean, this is one of the cheaper stocks around, right?
Yeah.
Let's just compare Skyworks for fun. Let's just compare it with Tesla. Which I still like Tesla. I'm not in Tesla right now. This is not a market for high PE stocks. See the forward PE on Tesla?
64.
Okay, so let's go back to Skyworks. Skyworks is 13.5. The next thing we like to look at is the analysts that follow this stock. What is their projected 5-year annual growth rate?
17%.
Okay, so we have now, so the next little piece of math that we have to do here is to divide the forward PE ratio, that's the numerator on top, the denominator underneath is 17, that creates a PEG ratio of
0.79.
Okay, so we have a PEG ratio of under 1. And then myself, as I take this stock and carry out these earnings over the next 5 years and apply a multiple, I have an $87 target price 5 years from now. Of course, the company has to continue to grow, and they have to do their part. But if they do, that's the potential. And overall, out of 3,835 stocks on the Best Stocks Now app, what stock are we looking at here?
The number 4 stock in the market.
Number 4 on Gunderson.
According to the app.
According to the app, and that's one of the reasons why we own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. Okay, I hear Channel 6 calling. You've got to get out of the picture.
That's right.
Do the TV spot. We'll be right back on the radio.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Okay, and we are back. Are we live? Yes, okay, all right, here we go. We're still working on that transition there from TV to back to radio. But we are here, and we just took a look at Skyworks, which is SWKS on the NASDAQ. It is a stock we own, and boy, what did it come in at? Number four, Stephen, on the top 40 hit parade
this
week.
Yeah.
Skyworks has been good to us. You know, we've owned Skyworks off and on. I remember a couple rounds with Skyworks. I've gone a couple rounds with it before, and it's beaten me a couple of times, knocked me to the canvas. But, you know, I'm a guy that believes in cutting my losses short, and if a stock is not working, I do move on. But we are back into Skyworks right now, and I like the way it looks at the current time. And you know what? We'll see. Here's another thing about Skyworks. The chip stocks.
Yeah.
Man, the chip stocks are on fire right now. I was showing Steven here. Uh-oh, no signal on the Skycam. Maybe you can go take a little break and reset that for them on Channel 6. The semiconductor stocks are very, very strong right now. We have Intel, which has been breaking out recently. I was going to feature Intel next, but I'm going to go in a little different direction. I'm going to do a dividend payer here coming up next. But it's always important to look at the neighborhood. That looks good. That a stock is in. Is it in a good neighborhood? And right now, Skyworks is obviously in that semiconductor neighborhood, which is a very strong neighborhood right now. And we own others in that neighborhood right now, and we're having very good luck. We featured Lam Research here recently. Lam is in the equipment business on the semiconductor industry. And we featured also, what's the other one that I own on the Avago? AVGO is another chip stock that we own. Which has also been doing real well lately. Okay, the other neighborhood that we are heavily invested in here in 2014 is the energy patch. We own a lot of energy stocks. Oil is now $104.50 per barrel, and that continues to push energy stocks higher. And one of my favorites is Baytex Energy. Look at that chart.
Wow.
Is that sweet or what?
Out.
Yeah, you mean you got a day when the market's not doing so well, a triple-digit loss, and you've got Baytex Energy breaking out to new highs today. Pray tell, what does Baytex Energy do? Well, they're a Canadian company engaged in oil and natural gas exploration and development in the Western Canadian Sedimentary Basin. You ever been to Western Canada?
I've been to Vancouver.
You've been also to Whistler.
Whistler, yeah.
That's right. That's Western Canada. And, of course, my buddy Douglas grew up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. There is a lot of oil up in that area of the world. They have the Canadian oil sands that Neil Young wants to shut down, you know. And
yeah.
Look, you know, I don't know, 75% of our energy goes towards transportation. And when I can fly from here to Atlanta or from here to Minnesota, which hopefully we're going to start doing some workshops in these cities and visiting and meeting some of our listeners, especially the ones in Honolulu. That's number one workshop is Honolulu. We're going to head on over there and do a workshop sometime, hopefully this year, maybe in the fall. But there's a lot of oil in Canada, and that oil is needed to fuel those jet airplanes, those big old jet airliners. You know, they're probably one of the biggest users, and of course, cars.
Yeah.
How many people were riding their bike to work this morning?
I didn't see anyone.
I didn't see a soul. And how many bikes are parked in our parking garage right now? You know, we're just not there yet. Okay, we're trying with good people like Elon Musk with his Tesla. Someday, hopefully, we'll all get out of our car and we'll plug it in.
Yeah.
The problem is that energy's coming from a coal-fueled coal-fueled power plant or nuclear.
Yeah. Pick your poison.
Or hydro, which I guess up in the Washington area, it's mostly water. It's mostly hydro, but natural gas will be a big source of fuel, I believe, going forward in the future. And that's why companies like Baytex Energy, I believe, are good investments. Now, here's the thing about Baytex. Let's pull it up on the beststocksnowapp.com. We were number 6 in the world yesterday, by the way.
That's right.
With the app. On Saturday, we were number 3. Baytex Energy Trust, okay, they pay a dividend yield. And in fact, well, look at that dividend yield.
Wow, 5.8%.
Yeah. You know, I mean, not only do you have a stock that's breaking out right now to new high ground, that's a solid stock chart there. But you also have a stock that pays a pretty decent dividend yield. Now, I recently got into this stock because for 3 years it was a non-performer. You see, look at that 3-year record. Went nowhere.
Yeah. 0.2%.
Yeah. Well, the market's averaging 15. So, you know, here's another truism in the market. Stocks and the markets and sectors and everything goes through cycles.
Yep.
And obviously, you want to own stocks that are in the uptrend of their cycle. You don't want a stock that's just peaked and is starting to head down its cycle, right?
Right.
Which you could say that about all of the social media and internet stocks back in February. They were at the top of their cycle at that point in time. Now, we didn't know it in February, but I sensed it, and I was backing out of them as fast as I could before everything started to unravel very, very quickly. And then, of course, they are now in the downside of their cycle. And I would say right now that those high-flying, high PE stocks have probably troughed. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Look at Facebook yesterday. Look at that breakout on Facebook yesterday.
That's right.
And as I look at some of these other social media stocks, Twitter would probably be the see that bottom it's put in?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks really, really good. So they're at the bottom of their cycle right now. Baytex Energy obviously finally hit a bottom in its cycle after a 3-year run of nowhere. And now, what is Baytex's momentum grade there?
A-.
A-. In fact, if you go out over the last 5 years, Baytex has basically doubled, almost doubled, the performance of the overall market. And its current momentum grade, like I say, is A-. Look at the last 3 months. I mean, the stock's up 16.6%. We talked a lot of numbers here.
Yeah.
But numbers don't lie.
That's right.
CEOs lie. Commercials lie. Promoters lie. I'm a very skeptical kind of guy. You got to prove to me that you're honest first before I really believe you. Because I've seen a lot of hucksters in life, okay? Big talkers. My dad used to say, if BS were music, he'd be a big brass band. Because I've met my share of hypesters and hucksters in my day. There just seems to be a heck of a lot of them out there. But numbers don't lie, okay? There's the 5-year record on Baytex. It's pretty good, primo. Now let's take a look at what lies beneath, okay? We know we have some fluff. We know we have some momentum on the surface. We know we have a stock that technically is breaking out to a new all-time high. We know that we have a stock that pays a dividend yield of 15.8%. Now let's take a look at the fundamentals and see if it's standing on good legs, a good foundation. Forward P.E. ratio, Stephen.
16.51.
All right. And the average stock in my database is currently at about 18.5. So you've got a stock here that's currently trading at a discount to the rest of the market. Now, I don't know about the analysts that cover this stock, but what do they say this company can grow their earnings by over the next 5 years?
They're saying 39%.
Per year?
Per year, yeah.
Per year. All right. Now, that would be
pretty generous.
Yeah,
I would
that's
say.
Pretty generous because that creates a PEG ratio. 16 on top. 39 on the bottom, you get a fraction of 0.42. It's trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. Out of 3,835 stocks, this one gets an A-minus grade, puts it in the upper 8-9% of my overall database, and it is a stock that we own in our income account. BTE, Baytex Energy. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio show. We, you know, every day the app updates at approximately, I want to say 4 o'clock, 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. It goes out and it grabs all the latest data, earnings estimates, growth rate estimates, stock price action, etc. Brings in all of that data, and then of course all of the formulas that I put in there are embedded in the application in the database, and then it's the numbers are crunched, and by 3:30, 4 o'clock we have the change. You know what? It doesn't change much from day to day, does it?
No, not from day to day.
No, not from day to day. These trends stay in place for quite some time, and the first thing I check is I get ready to end my day, and I'm walking home. I grab my phone and I check the current index ratings of the countries, see if there were any changes. I check the asset class rankings. The MLPs have been the leader all year long. The Master Limited Partnerships, Baytex Energy would fit into that category. Magellan Midstream Partners would fit into that category. These are pipeline stocks.
Yeah.
Companies that own pipelines and ship the oil through the pipeline to the refineries, okay, from the source to the refinery. And, of course, a lot of it's brought to the pipeline, to the port of entry by trucks or whatever. And for that reason, you know, this is a year. In fact, let's just look at the current sector rankings. Guess what's back on top?
Biotech.
Yep.
Wow.
How many biotechs have we bought in the last, without naming names, in the last 5 weeks or so?
I would say 4, 5, 6, yeah. Around there.
Mm-hmm. Because in my opinion, just watching these charts, not only have a lot of them bottomed, but they're starting to really heat up. I mean, look at Illumina. Can you believe since we bought this thing, it's up again today.
You just named one.
I named one, but that's okay because I've talked about Illumina many, many times. It's almost back to its all-time high.
Yeah, it is.
And we've bought several others. The biotech index, and believe it or not, if we go into a recession here, which we will at some point in time, back in 2008 when the market was down 38.5%, biotechs did really well. Hmm. It's a defensive sector. So, you know what? Never write these biotechs off. Even though they had the massive sell-off, where Illumina went from 183 clear down to 127 from early March to mid-April. Okay, they basically went through a six-week bashing.
Yeah.
Which was mainly caused, in my opinion, well, they had run up along. They were vulnerable. But when Henry Waxman started calling them onto the carpet about how much they were charging for their drugs and they should be made to the general public and they should be affordable and all this and that, which you can argue all you want, but it was an attack on the biotech industry and it caused a tremendous sell-off in this industry, okay? And now look at where Illumina did its double bottom. Mm-hmm. In the month of April, it did its consolidation, and it started taking off again in May. And now here we are midway through June, and these stocks have got their mojo back. A lot of them do. And the number one sector in the market, again, is biotech. Number two is the other sector that we're very heavily weighted in, aren't
right.
we?
What Oil do we see? And gas exploration.
There you go. XOP is the proxy that I use for that sector. You've got oil prices now at $104.50 per barrel. You still have an impasse in the Ukraine between the Ukraine and Russia over natural gas. You've got an attack on fracking here in the United States, and all of this is seemingly pushing oil prices higher, okay? Look, it doesn't matter what our politics are. I'm in this to make money. And if the oil stocks are one of the strongest sectors in the market right now, I'm going to ride that sector. And if the wind and the solar, which in essence, you know, I think there's a good opportunity there also, and I'll tell you why. Because now there's an attack, probably a good one, on the coal plants.
Yeah.
They have to reduce their emissions by 30% over the next, 20 years or so. They're not going to be able to do it. The coal company, the coal fired power plants are probably going to go out of business. And so this ought to be a big boost for the solar stocks. Let's just take a look at First Solar, see how it's starting to react.
Yeah.
See the trend reversal since that announcement.
Check out Solar City.
Let's check out. You know what? Solar City still looks awful, but maybe it's basing.
Yeah.
At least it's found a bottom. Okay, oil and gas exploration number two. And number three is one that's tied into it. It's the transportation index, which is the railroads. And we've had tremendous success. We own two Canadian railroads.
Yep.
We own one U.S. railroad, kind of like Monopoly. You know, we own B&O,
Pennsylvania,
Reading, right? Short Line, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And every time someone lands on that space, they got to pay us a little dividend, right? And the trucking stocks, okay, part of that transportation index. And one that's counterintuitive, but the airline stocks. With rising oil prices, you would think, but you know what? They're just charging a little more for the peanuts and the pillows and the blankets and everything, and they know how to make up for it. The number four sector is one of the leaders from last year.
Pharmaceuticals.
Back in vogue. Number five, one that's back in vogue.
Healthcare.
Okay. So, I mean, that's really all you need to know right now. Biotech, oil and gas exploration and the pipelines. Transportation, which are the truckers, the airlines, and the railroads, pharmaceuticals, and healthcare providers. And, you know, I would throw in one other one, and there it is right there, semiconductors.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other sector that I would throw into the mix right now. And you really don't have to go any further than that. Forget the gold miners, forget the banks, forget the financials, forget aerospace, forget everything else. Infrastructure, the retail's terrible.
Yeah.
The retailers look awful. And these are the sectors to be in right now, according to, and the Best Stocks Now app has been right on, really ever since the app was created. All right, you can get the newsletter every week. Log on to our website, pwstreet.com. You can download the app. BestStocksNowApp.com is the website. And I manage a lot of money for a lot of people. Steven assists me in this. He's my head trader. We're 855-611-BEST.
That's right.
855-611-BEST. Give us a call. Be happy to have one of my assistants talk to you. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.